What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. I think it's Thursday, the 2nd of April. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. I usually do these as early as I can, but I've just been clapping the nurses out the window, or the NHS, as everybody does on a Thursday now at 8 o'clock. So, as you can see, I'm running late as usual. So, I'll tell you what, I haven't got enough time on my hands now. I'm stuck in the house all day. I'm busy as. I'll tell you what. I'm doing some stuff. Cupboards are getting cleaned. The vacuuming's even been done. I mean, not just the vacuuming. I've been in the corners. I've been behind things. I've been using all the extra devices that you get with it. They're still in the packet. Two of them were. I've been getting busy. I've actually made some money today, putting some stuff online as well. So that's fucking good. More of that, please. Because that's the only money that's come in all week. One of these days, this podcast is going to make me some fucking money. If not, it's going to lose me some money. I'll probably be took to court and I'll have to pay out a load of money for slander or slagging somebody off or something or other. I was hoping to go to the shops today as well. I'll tell you what, I bought loads of stuff last week. Not put panic buying, I ain't one of those fucking knobheads. I bought a load of stuff though over two or three times that I've been, and it's all gone. I think I've just fucking... That's what you do when you're trying to work from home. You kind of just, like I said, find other stuff to do. And one of them is eat fucking loads. I probably like a big fucking fatty bonbon by the time the lockdown's finished. I'm eating definitely two extra meals a day. It's all gone, so I'm going to have to go and do a big shop. So I feel like I'm off to war when I'm fucking going to go. So, you know, wish me luck. It's one of them. Fucking, if I'm not back by 2 o'clock, call the police or call the fucking ambulance or something. Because the supermarket's the new place where it's very difficult to social distance, isn't it? Anyway, but I've got to go and get some stuff. I'll tell you one thing that's still going to be on the shop shelf. Every time I've been into this, there's a local shop. It's still there. It's like they've got some like... curries from around the world kind of thing. Well, I think they're from India, I don't know what, but they're an Indian make or brand. But it's fucking brain curry, brain masala it's called. That's fucking, it turns my stomach every time I see it. And there's a picture of it, like with the curry with bits of brain all like floating in it and stuff. You know, it looks like bits of brain as well. I don't even eat meat, so I wouldn't go near it anyway. So, but every time I pass it, I just think, because first I thought it said Brian Curry. I thought that was the chef's name on the packet. I thought, you know, like you got Ainsley Harriet's fucking couscous and whatnot. I thought this was Brian Curry's fucking Indian recipe or whatnot, but it's actually brain curry. So somebody's going to get desperate and have to eat that because all the other shit was gone off his shelves. Because that's the only thing that's cheap. Everything else is like one of those local shops where they fucking ramp the prices up. But... everything else is, you know, that's the only thing that is bringing it's put a sale sticker on that probably by next week. Anyway, good weather's coming. There's some sunny sunshine coming. Lockdown Brits get a mini heat wave, it says. So that's nice. Going to be 20 degrees outside the window for you. How's about that? You don't think you can get a suntan through the window, can you? You can through an open window, but I'm not sure you can through... I think you're just going to sweat and like, you know. But I think you still get some vitamin D off it or whatever. You got to get out in it, and you got to get out and have a little bit. I'm pale anyway. Fucking, I can match any... I can fucking be an Olympic pale person. So I need to get out in it anyway. Otherwise, I'll just fucking turn into one of those see-through fish. You know, the ones where you can see all the body inside. Skeleton. If I don't get out in it over the next few months. So it's important anyway. It's one of your fucking 10 a day or whatever, the vitamins, the vitamin D in it. So, yeah, so anyway, that's all right. As long as you got the sunshine, you're on the sunny side of the house. Basement flat's a bit of a piss, that, because you know it's sunny out there. That's the fucking wound. That's like when you go in, you know, in a really hot summer's day and you're sitting inside the pub. Or whatever, and it's like a fucking totally different world. It's like dark and dingy and whatever else. And then you go out and it's like bright sunshine. It's gonna be like that. But hey, again, I'll say it again, if you haven't got the virus or any of the other illnesses, forget about all the other illnesses. There's loads of illnesses out there. Don't just rely on that one, just avoiding that one. You've got to avoid fucking about 1,000 other different illnesses and ways to fucking come a cropper. Oh, there you go. I've let the fucking, I've ruined the upbeat, what's it called? Upbeat, well, I was trying to be upbeat about this today and not bring people down. Fucking hell, I can't get my words out. Funny thing is, the other day, I told you Mr. Motivate is back. He's back on the town. He's back in the TV. He was on the GMTV the other day giving a little 10-minute routine, and all the presenters and everything was doing it, copying him and stuff. And he started doing that one. You might have seen it on going around the social media, but he started doing what, ride the pony or something, ride the horse. And it just looked like he was like shagging somebody. He was like, he was going, you got to slap, spank its ass and everything as well. And he's going like bang, bang, like as if you were like whipping. The same way, you know, the way you would pretend to be fucking, you know, getting off, should I say. And all the presenters, all they got embarrassed when they were doing that bit. They were trying to copy him, but they all put their arms down on that bit because they all fucking cut and done that, like they looked like there was, you know, doing a sexual act, should I say. So whether he's going to be invited back or not, I don't know. He might have been like sidelined himself to the internet only there. You could just do X-rated ones only. That'd be, everybody's, I mean, the exercise videos are fucking 10 a penny at the moment anyway. Although they're good, I'll do them. I'll be doing fucking yoga and everything on there. I'll be Mr. Bendy by the time this cup comes off. I'll be like Mr. Chill. But he might be back on the, you know, he could do an X-rated one, couldn't he? Do all the sexual move ones like that. Just start with that one and then like come off with loads of other different sort of sexual positions you can get into on your own while you're in the house. That's for all the single people and they're stuck in their house by themselves like me. This is one from the other day, a cleaner who stole 30 grand from a central London hotel suite of a wealthy tourist has been jailed. He used his staff pass to enter the room and the guest had been keeping 100 grand in cash locked in a safe but returned to find the strong box ajar. He'd fucking fool. He probably could have got away with it for a bit longer if he'd have left it proper, locked it up and not leave it ajar. 30 grand, he only took a third of it. And he's a cleaner, so you got to see like where he's coming from. He might have thought, you know, that'll feed my fucking, I don't know where he's coming from. He might have just been an arsehole, but he might have been thinking, I could feed my family. That could set us all up and I'm willing to take the loss. Did he have to pay it back? Maybe he didn't have to pay it back. He fled the country. He tried to flee the country, so he's been jailed, but hopefully they didn't find the 30 grand and he did go to feed his family or something. And the wealthy businessman, could it be, you know, them films where they just go, you know what, I can see you're hard up. How about I give you a job and then put you on the right track and all that? They could have done that. Instead, he's fucking put him to prison. I don't know, there's two sides to that story, isn't there? I'd like to know what his position was. I like to think that he was doing it for a better life and the fucking other bloke wouldn't have missed it. But if he left that safe open, and it's tempting, isn't it? If you know there's fucking load of money in a safe and the guy's minted, you can see where he's coming from. Sean Ryder gets offered drugs on a daily basis despite being clean for the past 14 years. He said people are always offering him lines in the shops and everything. People like that, you're going down, you do your Tesco shop and everything, or down walking around like picking up your cereal and whatever, and he would say, do you want a quick line off the bran flakes? No, mate, I'm fucking clean. I don't want any. Go on then. I mean, in the pub and everything, maybe you're fucking, after a few drinks, you might go, oh, fuck it, go on, I'll have a cheeky one. But not in the fucking, you know, toilet roll aisle where there's plenty of counter space to get one off because there's no fucking toilet roll. But still. Hey, but he said he's clean, so good on him. But he said he'd rather people keep, he likes it, he likes people that prefer him, them to drill him about this music, drill him about his drug taking, should I say, than about the music. It's just because people are always asking him things like, is it in E or B minor? And, you know, how did you come up with that song? And like, you know, what does it mean? What's the meaning behind it and all that? And he said that bores him to tits. So he'd rather people talk to him about drugs. That's what they're all about anyway, aren't they? When you think of Sean Ryder and Bears, straight away you think of fucking drug taking and whatever. Anyway, good on him. He said he's nearly 60. Don't matter. As long as you're young and you're still fucking, you know, you're not partying too hard, you can still, I'm not saying fucking party. I'm just saying, you can't say I'm nearly 60, I can't do this, that and the other. You can still fucking do what you like. Just, you know, drink and enjoy yourself, enjoy music. You don't have to just automatically become an old person. But it's good that you don't take drugs no more. You know, it's a young man's game, isn't it? You can't go out all night and fucking wake up in somebody else's house. You know, or not even wake up, stand, find yourself stood in somebody's kitchen at 12 o'clock the next day and you're 60 and they're all 20. You'd be like, how the fuck, what happened? I only fucking bumped into somebody weighing my bananas in Tesco, and that was like, fucking, I found myself here, upside down in somebody's house. That's what happens when you take drugs, you see. Apparently, how would I know? David Beckham has been outraged by foodies who for adding coleslaw to his bangers and mash. What the fuck? It's bangers and mash and drowning the lot in gravy. You don't have coleslaw anywhere near bangers and mash, do you? Gravy, that's all right. But you know, imagine putting gravy all over coleslaw. Fucking, he'd be up for that brain curry, probably. He can't cook for shit if he's going to do that. They don't go together. What's he going to have? A salad and fish fingers and what's it called? Fish fingers and curry. Well, that'll be his next one. Or I was trying to think what doesn't go with salad. Steak and salad. There you go. There's a shit version. A shit one. But coleslaw and bangers and mash, no. But anyway, there's a picture in the paper of their new apartment in Miami. 20 million. And they've got all the all the pictures from all the angles. And it looks absolutely amazing. So it's good to see somebody's doing all right at the moment. Somebody's, you know, regardless of what's going on in the world, I'm glad that they're doing all right and can get themselves a nice £20 million apartment to sit in lockdown in. You know, I'm fucking stuck in here, moving shit around. You know, I'm sick of everything's in my way now because there ain't no room, so I'm having to move stuff around just to make the place look different, change the feng shui of the place. Don't matter. One this time next year, Rodney. Another peep, George Clooney, that is going on here about how George Clooney's like. They always do that. The planning permission about what George Clooney's planning to buy a toilet, put a toilet in his shed in his back garden. So fucking what? Who cares? That's like our nan's had a fucking toilet in their back garden for fucking ages. That's the old days. He's going back to. Old England, and they put in a toilet in the outhouse. But that's in his 12 million mansion. He wants to put a lavatory in his garden shed. That's to go out and have a fag, isn't it? That's how rich people think. I'm that fucking rich. I don't want to tell my wife that I'm having smoking weed or whatever, or smoking fucking fags. So I've said I've give up. So I'm going to build a toilet right down the bottom of the garden, and then I'm going to tell them I'm going down the toilet for a while, and then I'm going to go and do some drugs down there. Maybe, could be. But I don't really care whether he's building a toilet in his backyard of his mansion. Imagine these journalists, they just trowel through fucking planning permissions of like the local council authorities. And as soon as I see Clooney come up, they're probably like, fucking yes, I've hit the jackpot. I'm going to sell a story to the Sun or to the Daily Mail because everybody wants to know what fucking George Clooney's up to. I don't, I couldn't give a shit what he's up to. Films and that, yeah. And his humanitarian work, yeah, but what fucking where he's putting his toilet, I don't give a monkeys. Or where he's they were saying the other day about how he's like he's not going to be able to get away to his Italian retreat during the lockdown. Well, fucking big whoopee doos, I can't fucking get away to Birmingham. I'm stuck away from my compadres at the moment. Well, I could probably go on there, but the it's not necessarily essential travel, but somebody pulled over on the motorway the other day, weren't they? He must have thought his luck was in when he bought some £15 windows on eBay, and he went to fetch them. He drove 215 miles with his wife to go and fetch these windows, and he wasn't called essential travel, so he got stopped because his wife, the windows were that big, his wife had to sit in the boot, so her head was probably sticking out the back. That's what fucking flagged them up. He's got his like a window in the front seat. I don't know what the kind of windows they were, but and he paid £15 for him, so somebody, that sounds really cheap. So he drove fucking £100 worth of petrol to go and fetch him. His wife squashed in the back with a face up the window. The police have pulled him over and he got fined. So there you go, non-essential travel. A YouTube star is telling her 50,000 subscribers that she's barely eaten solid food for a year because she gets her nourishment through breathing. Airhead. That sounds like to me. She's a full of fucking thorough airhead. How thin is she? I bet she's not even that thin, I imagine, because otherwise, if she looked like stick thin, like anorexic, and she was saying that, everyone would be like, what the fuck are you doing then, you idiot? Or go and see a doctor or something, because we ain't following you to see you slowly disappear. Or, like, you know, you're obviously something wrong with you. But how's she doing that? She's got to be bullshitting. Or there's no way she'd still be alive. If she's, how long? A year? No, sorry. She's fucking taking vitamins or something or other. It'd be like that thing on Seven, you know, like the film with Brad Pitt, when that one bloke's in bed and they've chained him to the bed. That's fucking freaked me out, that has. He's freaking me out talking about it. The guy who was chained to the bed and they just fed him on vitamins and kept him alive for a year. And it was like there was nothing left of him. He'd eaten his lips and everything or something. That's, she should look like that, shouldn't she, if she was just eating air for a year? So, are you calling the film Seven bullshit? No. Anyway, I know people were selling air. I'll tell you what. Fucking, they're going to need some oxygen and everything for these fucking ventilators that they haven't got yet. So, if you know a way of people staying alive by just fucking, with, you've got some better air than everybody else, then you better sort of contact the NHS, perhaps. But don't. That's just like snake oil, and it's just trying to get extra fans. Anyway, let's move on. I can't get off that one. I'm trying to read one of the other ones. Man's ancestors for more than 3 million years ago had chimp-like brain structures. Well, they're still around today, aren't they? We just spoke about one. She's still got one. But with human-like mental growth, skull fossils reveal. Human-like mental growth. Well, that's just the fucking ape turning into a human. That's evolution, isn't it? But as I said, some of them are fucking still look like they're a human, but they've still got the chimp-like brain structure. Very much so. And there's plenty of them all out and about breaking the rules on this social distancing and that. And well, that guy yesterday who got fucking blasted by the... or coughing in the police face and coughing at ambulance. The guy got arrested who... drilled holes in the ambulance tyres. He's been arrested today. Who drilled holes in 8 ambulance tyres. And he's been caught. So good fucking... should name and shame him. But he's definitely got a fucking brain that's beyond repair. Or just fucking, you know, childlike and fucking ridiculous. Hopefully, he'll have a lobotomy while he's in prison. Or in the cell, someone will drill a hole in his brain, like I said before. And his brain's of no use to anybody, is it? So give it to medical science to see why people do something fucking pathetic like that. That's a good idea. Last one I'm going to do. Ghostbusters. Here's another couple of chimp brains. A Ghostbuster couple have been blasted for hunting ghosts during the virus lockdown. They insist they are not near anyone while live streaming from a haunted home and wood. I feel like they're putting profit before the safety of others. They're not key workers, a psychic has said. So he's unhappy that he's he's been sidelined and they're out and about. It's right that they're not near anybody and they could go out and do it. But at the end of the day, if everybody went and did that, then everybody's going to be out and about in everybody's way, aren't they? So that's the way it works. It's like when fucking... if we all want to be out and about, but if we all went out and said we're not near anybody, then it defeats the purpose, doesn't it? But anyway, I'd like to see what they found. If they found something, can it fucking ate them, or the ghost that killed them or something or other? That would be quite interesting if it was on video. It could be one of those cameras that we find, you know, like Paranormal or whatever it is, when they find the camera and you watch it back and you see what happened. Paranormal, what the fuck's the film called? Blair Witch and all that kind of stuff. That would have been all right. But unfortunately, they didn't find them. They were doing the hand gel and everything. They said we did it properly. We took our hand gel with us. And it was going around the graveyards and whatever. Well, good on you. Hopefully you don't catch coronavirus when you're out and about, or give it to somebody else. Oh, get off your high horse, Wayne. Right, I'm going to leave. One more thing. The major bookmakers, what's it called? Grand National, putting the Grand National on this weekend on virtual reality. So you can bet on it still. And the money's going to charities. That's a good thing. It's going to the NHS. So that's good. I wonder if they're going to do virtual horses getting their legs snapped as they fucking tumble over the hedges, or whether it's going to be not true to form or not the standard as the Greyhound, Grand National would normally be. You've got to keep it real. But it's good that they're doing it. They'll probably keep that going. That could be like a futuristic thing. What's it called? Every year, do the virtual one for everybody that's pissed off about the horses, the cruelty to the animals. One more thing I'm going to do. I can't forget this. There's a guy called Khalid, who's a singer, and he said that he shouldn't have owned up to this, but he said this definitely something that I would not usually admit to, but I have to keep it real. When I was younger, I used to eat cat and dog food. What the fuck is he telling people that for? I said the other day about a public health advice was telling people that dog food's safe to eat. I was like, what the fuck are they telling that for when people are going to be skint and they're going to like go for the last thing in the cupboard? They might eat the start like sharing food with the cat, the pets. But he's saying that he used to eat it. He doesn't say why. He just said, I'm not the biggest fan of it, but I used to eat it. There's no reason why. The only time I've ever seen somebody eat dog food was in a film called Digby, the biggest dog in the world. That never gets repeated on the TV. If you've ever never seen it, a film, an English film called Digby, the biggest dog in the world. It's fucking brilliant. I loved that as a kid. And that used to be on every year, a Christmas film or something or other. I'll tell you what, there you go. Look out for it. I'm going to search for that online because I think that's just fell away. It must have something that's not quite right up to today's standards. Must be some racism in there or something or other. God knows why. But that's it. A guy ate the Digby's dog food in it. And I don't know the reason why. But anyway, I'm gibbering now. I've had enough. I've had to... I've done about 100 things today. So I've had a positive day. But I think I've just fucked that up at the end. So hopefully you're going to stick around and come back tomorrow. If not... Nice to meet you. See you again in the future. See you later for now. Bye-bye.